Hello, 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 and welcome to Abundant Life Mastery. And we are diving in again to key number two. And this is audio lesson number two, connect with self and trust. So I changed that just a little bit, the title, because really it is about connecting with self first, and through that we begin to build self-trust. So that self-connection, I believe, really needs to be there first. So we have learned to trust and value other people's opinions instead of following our own desires and inner wisdom, or what I call our inner guru. We've become disconnected from self for many, many reasons, and we're going to go through some of that today. The truth is that we are the only ones that know what we need, what our heart's desires are, what our path is. We are the only one that has our answers. So learning how to connect first and then trust your inner guru, yourself, will support you throughout your entire life in making choices, decisions, in all areas of your life that are really in alignment with you, your purpose, who you are. So just a reminder, as always, that it's important to tell our ego that this is a process. It's not something that, we learn and then, overnight it happens for most of us. So we all have a different process. We all have a different path, a different past. Right? So really comparing ourselves would be really silly, because your path is yours. Your journey is yours. So honor that and let go of looking at what other people are doing or not doing, comparing your progress to others, and really trust that you are exactly where you need to be each and every moment of each and every day, each and every year, on and on and on, right? So we are going to go ahead and dive into self-connection and trust. And if you haven't listened to the first audio lesson yet, I highly recommend that you actually listen to that first and then come back and listen to this audio lesson. Or you won't get as much benefit. It won't make as much sense, right? So first we're going to look at the blocks to self-connection and trust. And we talked a little bit about that last time, but we're going to move more deeply into that today. So what are the biggest blocks to first connecting with ourselves, right? And I'm going to say the first block that I believe is the biggest to really connecting with self is people-pleasing. So in order to connect with ourselves, we have to take time. So I would actually say there's a couple ties here, actually. We need time, right? And what blocks us from taking that time to really connect with ourselves? And that, as I said, one of them would be people-pleasing. That would be a big one. So how does that block us? So when we are caught up in needing other people's approval, love, attention, one thing we do is we bend over backwards, right, to please them. And oftentimes that looks like overdoing. Doing for them, putting them first, putting ourselves second or last or 10th or 20th or whatever, right? Depending on if you're a mom and how many roles you have. So when we don't take that time to connect and we put our time into others, that becomes a problem, right? We're losing that self-connection with self, with ourself. And also, if we're looking to please other people, we also will probably be blocking our guidance, the information we're getting on what we need to do, right? Our wants, needs, desires, because they may not be what makes other people happy. And we may not know that for sure, but that's a fear, right? That's an ego fear that, I better not speak up about what I want, need, or desire, or take the time for what I want, need, and desire, because it'll make my husband unhappy. Or, I won't be a good mom and my kids will, think I'm not a good mom. Or, you know, I really need to bust my ass at work and work long hours in order to keep my job or get a promotion or, you know, fill in the blank, right? So people pleasing really blocks that self-connection and trust in our inner guru, our guidance. So number two block, I would say, that I'm going to talk about, and they're really no specific order, I'm just going to go over all three, is, this kind of ties in, they all kind of tie together, but pretending to be superwoman. So I'm really talking today, the blocks to self-connection and trust have to do with the three Ps. And I know some of you have taken the three Ps audio program. And if you haven't, you know, definitely make sure to listen to those. So superwoman, again, if you're constantly busy, whether it's with work or personal stuff, and you don't have any time alone for you, how are you going to connect with yourself? If you're busy doing everything else, often for everybody else, you're not taking time to slow down and just be and connect with yourself. No alone time. A lot of us don't have any alone time, or we have alone time, but we use it in a way where we're escaping, right? We're staying disconnected. We're not really using that alone time productively. And we'll talk about, you know, why that is in a little bit, but pretending to be superwoman, too busy, you can't connect if you don't take the time. And you definitely, if you don't take the time to connect, you can't listen, you can't hear your guidance, right? And therefore, if you can't get your guidance, how are you supposed to trust yourself? You see how that works? So we got people-pleasing, superwoman. And the other biggest block, I believe, has to do with perfection. So this may not make sense right away, but let me spell it out for you, all the different ways that this perfection might block you. So if you have the, what I call perfectionist syndrome, and that's probably going to be everybody listening to some degree, we have this strong, like, I don't want to get this wrong thing going on. I don't want to fail. And because of that, we often then tend to look to other people to tell us what to do, because we don't want to get it wrong. So growing up, you may have voiced your truth, your thoughts, your answers, and you may have been told you were wrong. Whether it was, you know, telling people how you felt, what you wanted, maybe you got ignored, or maybe you actually were told you were wrong. So there's this very big fear for a lot of us of getting it wrong, and that could be one of the causes of us looking to other people to tell us what we should do, right? Should. And that way, too, if we get it wrong, we can actually not take the responsibility, right? You told me to do this, and it didn't work out. Or, you know, you told me to do this, so, you know, I got in trouble or whatever, and it's, you know, it's not my fault. So that's a piece of it. You know, another one, and I think it kind of weaves into perfection, actually, is that really not, and I'm going to go into feelings and emotions in a little bit as a way to connect with ourselves. And that perfectionist says it's not okay. It's not okay to have these feelings or these emotions or these thoughts. So when we get our guidance, and I believe we get our guidance, and I'm going to go into that next, with feelings, thoughts, and emotions, right? Some of us hear stuff, some of us feel it. So we have different ways of getting our guidance, our answers. But we block those, again, because we don't, how do I say this? Growing up, it wasn't okay. Right? We got in trouble for voicing it. So now our perfectionist is afraid of even being aware of those feelings, thoughts, and emotions because we're afraid, you know, we're going to get judged, criticized, rejected by others, but, you know, initially by ourselves. We've learned to reject, ignore these parts of ourselves. Perhaps you were told they were wrong, bad. And so it's like a protective mechanism, right? Not wanting to connect and get that information or feel or hear any of that stuff because, oh my God, what if it gets us in trouble, right? The perfectionist is really based on fear, ego fear of getting in trouble, losing love, money, a person. So in a nutshell, those are the three biggest, what I believe are the biggest blocks to self-connection and self-trust. So it would be helpful if for each one of those, you took some time to reflect on how does this block, take each one and really look at it, how does this keep me from connecting with myself and then trusting myself? Right? So for example, you know, I take probably 2 hours every morning to connect with myself. So really my morning routine has to do with journaling. I go into meditation and prayer for guidance. I also go on a trail run every morning out in nature to connect. So I spend at least 2 hours almost every morning connecting. And then what could happen, though, is I could spend that time connecting and I could possibly get answers, but write them off or discount them because of fear from my ego, right? So the ego's afraid of losing. And that's why it, you know, losing somebody, getting in trouble, losing money, losing love. And that's why we fall into the three P's, right? It's really all three of them are driven by fear. So even if you take the time to connect, you could not, you know, you could not listen to the guidance you get when you connect because your ego is afraid of losing something, getting in trouble. Those are the two biggest fears of the ego. Losing something, not getting something, right? Or getting in trouble, like harm. So it's actually three things that it's afraid of. So I'm just going to make a note of that because that's, you know, as much as I've said that before, I feel like that's really important. So write that down too, you guys. Fear, you know, fear drives the three P's. Fear of losing, not getting, or actually harm, conflict, quote unquote trouble, right? Those are the three fears, that's the fear. Those three things create fear and drive us into the three P's, right? So take some time to reflect which of those and how actually keep you, block you from connecting with yourself. I'm going to guess time's a big one for a lot of you, taking time. But then look at the other ones. Did you get in trouble growing up for speaking your truth, acting your truth, right? So remember, awareness is key. If we don't become aware of something, we can't shift it. So I know quite a few of you have said that you listen to these audio lessons, but you don't always do the written work or the journaling, whatever you want to call it. And know that resistance is really just a fear of connecting with yourself. So really focus on doing the journaling. Schedule the time in to get it done, the written work and the journaling, okay? All right. So pause this if you need to. Otherwise, we're going to move into self-connection, connecting with feelings and emotions. So I believe that our feelings, which let me talk about first the difference between feelings and emotions. Feelings are physical sensations in your body. Pain, fatigue, numbness, weakness, a symptom such as hypothyroidism. You know, those are feelings, sensations, symptoms in the body. Then we have emotions. Emotions are things like happy, sad, angry, peaceful, anxious, overwhelmed, relaxed, calm, right? Insecure, secure. Those are emotions. And yes, you know, they are very much connected, usually an emotion will cause us to have a feeling or sensation in the body. We're not always aware of that, but there is definitely a connection there, right? We just become more aware of the feelings, the symptoms, sensations first because, well, we're human, and usually we don't pay attention. We often have learned to stuff our emotions, right? And so we don't pay attention to stuff till our bodies like are screaming at us with feelings and symptoms, right? Quote-unquote negative sensations. So I believe that we get a lot of our guidance through feelings and emotions, our feelings and emotions. I believe they're messengers. They're barometers giving us guidance and letting us know if we are in or out of alignment or quote-unquote balance with ourselves, our wants, needs, and desires. So if you have the Heal Your Body book, I recommend, you know, that is one thing that we're going to talk about a little bit today. We're going to weave in some mind-body healing philosophy today. And know that we're going to be weaving it throughout Abundant Life Mastery, and that if you really want to go deeper into that, I will have a course coming up called Healing Through the Chakras, and that's really going to be a program or a course in mind-body healing philosophy. We will go deeply into that. Okay, so let's start with body awareness. So I'm going to tie this back to the therapeutic meditation process, because what we're doing is we're actually weaving the therapeutic meditation process, and yes, the TMP practices are a part of those, right? So body awareness is when I'm asking you, we're just asking to connect with our body, becoming aware of each and every part of our body and what we feel there. And we do that because so many of us have been disconnected. We've been living from the neck up, right, in our head. For lots of reasons, right? Trauma, abuse, culture, family, fill in the blank. So that's why the TMPs are important, the guided practices, is that they help us to begin to connect with ourselves in our breath, and today we're going to talk about our body awareness. So first we just start to notice sensations, become aware of what's present in the body. No right or wrong, just what's there. We're not trying to fix it or change it. So then we move into a deeper body awareness, body feelings and sensations, where we actually, after we've gone through the awareness piece, we go deeper into, wow, what feelings and emotions are there? Sorry, feelings, put emotions to the side. What feelings and sensations are present that are giving us, you know, trying to get our attention? And usually, obviously, you guys, right, those are the quote-unquote negative ones, the ones that we call negative. So that's our guidance system, our inner guru, letting us know we are out of alignment or balance with our wants, needs, or desires. So what I recommend you do is that you grab the Heal Your Body book. Well, first write down what body feelings, sensations, right, are pretty active for you. Like now, and there might be some in the past, right? Headaches, pain, fatigue, numbness, weakness. If you've got, you know, hypothyroidism, high blood pressure, like write down all those quote-unquote symptoms or body sensations, and then go look them up in the Heal Your Body book. They're going to give you a clue as to if there's an emotion you're stuffing, we're going to go there next, and or what is out of balance, or where are you out of alignment in your life? Is it a relationship? Is it work? Is it money? Is it just your negative self-talk? Anger at self, anger at others, sadness, right? So, and then those of you who do one-on-one with me, we'll go even deeper into that during your one-on-one session so I can help you shine the light on that, right? Because that's really where, that's one of my gifts, right, is to show you where in your life you're out of balance and how your body is telling you that. So then we also have, and again, we work with this in the guided TMP process, practices, right? We have feelings and emotions in the longer practices. So it the feelings, it helps you to, we do opposites. It helps you to be with one without getting stuck in it, and then finding an opposite, right? So we work with opposites in order to feel something, not push it away, but not get stuck in it either. And I explain that more in the intro to TMP, so make sure you you listen to those lessons as well so you understand this process. So our other, besides our feelings or physical sensations, another piece of our guidance, our barometer, is our emotions. Now, like I said, a lot of us stuff or ignore our emotions because we were taught to growing up. And so we don't become aware of or don't listen really until our feelings, our quote-unquote negative feelings or sensations or symptoms come up knocking at our door, right? So our emotions, though, once you start to connect more with yourself and your feelings and emotions, you will become aware of, little by little, what you've been stuffing, right? So a lot of us know we have some depression or anxiety there. And I believe that really depression and anxiety are hiding other emotions. Those are kind of the cover-up emotions. So depression often is anger at self. Like anger at self because you're beating yourself up, your perfectionist is beating you up. Anger at self because you're not doing what your guidance is telling you to do because you're people-pleasing or wanting, you know, afraid to move forward because of your perfectionist. So depression is anger usually at self, right? For not following our guidance, right? Anxiety is often a cover-up too for sadness, anger and sadness oftentimes, right? Grief, anger, sadness. Because for most of us, for some reason, it's much more comfortable to feel anxiety than it is to feel something that's deeper and more painful. So again, the guided TMP practices are helping you to become okay with feeling, like acknowledging feeling your emotions. And our emotions come up, right? And as women, we often stuff anger. That's a big one for us. Sadness too, but anger more so even. Because we're not following our guidance, right? We're putting other people's first. We're people pleasing, putting everybody else first, doing. So you guys, emotions, and there's lots of them. I think I'm actually going to give you guys a list of emotions so that you can start playing and asking yourself which ones are there. So I'm going to give you the emotion list, and then there is, there's some other fun stuff I'm going to share with you as well. I may wait for the next live class to do that, but, and I'm asking you in the tools as well, right, the journaling, to write down what emotions you're experiencing. What emotions are there? Like, that's just a start. And it's going to take some practice. Now, some people have the great question as to, you know, Tanya, how do I know this emotion is true? If it's not just, you know, ego, like fear, that's a big one. How do I know if it's my inner guidance versus my ego? And that's a great question because our ego has a lot of fear because of past experiences and traumas and abuse and just, you know, negative situations. So there's a lot of fear. And that fear may or may not be, it may or may not be the truth. So sometimes when we feel fear, we think, oh, that means I'm not supposed to do something. When the truth is, often we are to do something. And it's just the ego that's afraid of you doing it, right? So for my client, my one-on-one clients, oftentimes we practice, you know, that discernment. And you can ask yourself, you know, it's pretty deep to go into in this lesson, but you can just start by asking yourself, like, oh, there's fear there. What am I afraid of? And write down what the fears are. And then you can ask yourself, is this realistic? You know, will I really get harmed? Will I really lose my job if this happens? Or if I make this choice, if I follow my guidance? Right? And is this something I just, you know, move through the fear and do this because this is what I'm really being called to do? Or am I really in harm, like in danger of death? So we'll work on that more in one-on-ones as well, and perhaps in the next lesson. So asking yourself, is this, when it comes to emotions, is this ego? Is this, fear because of past experiences? Is it realistic, rational, like truly? And does it really matter? Because if my higher, you know, if my inner guidance is telling me to do this, I might just have to take that leap of faith. So this, you guys, this paying attention, this awareness to body feelings and sensations, right, as a messenger, right, once you connect with yourself and then listening to feelings and sensations, listening to emotions, it takes practice. And I highly recommend to use your Heal Your Body book to write these things down. When you're journaling, write down your feelings, write down your emotions, write down your thoughts. Oftentimes we get guidance. I'll get guidance sometimes as, you know, words or thoughts. And then you can ask again, wow, is this my ego or is this? Usually when it's inner guidance, right, it's very calm, it's very neutral. When it's ego, it's very urgent. You know, sometimes your higher levels, it can be urgent, but usually it comes more gently and calmly from your inner guidance versus ego, which is like urgent, I have to do this, I should do this. Right? So how do you get your guidance is a really good question. And you're going to start to become aware of that more and more, not just through this month, but throughout the program. Right? Some of us get it through feelings in our body, a feeling, heavy light, symptoms, nauseous. Some of us get it through our really more emotion. Some of us through our thoughts, or we get words. Some of us get images, right? And it's a very deep lesson. It's a very deep concept. But today we're really going to focus in on listening to our feelings and sensations in our body as well as our emotions. And just know this takes practice, daily practice, which is why we're going to move into the tools next that are going to help you with that practice. Awesome. So I'm going to do a review of some of the tools from audio lesson one, because I heard from many of you that that is helpful. And then we'll move into some of the new tools. So one from last time, reflection. Growing up, when and why did you stop connecting with and listening to or trusting yourself? Were you trying to please somebody? Did you get in trouble or learn it wasn't safe to speak or act your truth? Right? Number two, what situations, people, what happened? What has happened throughout your life that has perpetuated this disconnection and lack of trust in yourself? Decisions that you made that you deemed, your ego deemed mistakes, you know, that got you in trouble, that were negative. And remember, I asked you to make a list of all of these and then include a brief description. We're going to do something else with those in this lesson. So if you haven't done that, make sure you schedule time in the next couple of days to do these journaling and writing exercises. So what stands in the way of you connecting with you? So we talked about the blocks earlier, right? Is it, you know, time, because you're pretending you're superwoman and you're not taking any time for yourself? Is it people pleasing? You know, you're not taking the time for yourself, and or you're stuffing what you want, need, and desire because you don't want to make somebody mad or you want to please somebody or get love. Is it your perfectionist standing in the way of connecting with yourself because you're actually afraid to connect or afraid to get your guidance because what if it's not right or what if it gets you in trouble? So reflect on that and do some writing on that. Which of those are holding you back from connecting and then trusting, listening and trusting, right? And then how are you disconnecting? Busy work, alcohol, food, fill in the blank, right? It's really, really helpful to know what your patterns are, your patterns of disconnection. We'll call them patterns of of disconnection. And again, we're not doing this to beat up on ourselves. We're doing this because we have to become aware of things in order to shift them or change them. I had you also start a beliefs page on self-connection and trust. Now, given the insight you've gotten from these prior journaling and writing exercises, what beliefs do you hold about you trusting yourself? Or even, you know, connecting with yourself. I don't have time to connect with myself because I've got to, you know, spend all my extra time on my kids or my job. Making my husband happy. Right? So I can't take that time for myself. Perhaps, you know, I have to please others, so I have to stuff my guidance. To please others, I don't want to cause conflict, so I have to stuff what I want, need, and desire. My truth. So really looking at everything you've become aware of so far and then writing down what beliefs might be there that are keeping you stuck in those patterns. What stories or beliefs are you telling yourself? And then, of course, writing down the opposite / positive for each one. And you don't have to believe it's true right now. And I can help you with some of that more in your one-on-one sessions as well. And you can also ask me questions on the Facebook group, you guys. Ask me questions. Like, what would an opposite be for this, Tanya? And I will definitely help you with that. That's one of my gifts. Of course, download and start using the TMP practices. There's one up there right now, a shorty, and there's going to be a longer one up there soon, probably by Friday. So using those, always use the long one at bedtime, and if you can, throughout the day, because it's got the feelings and emotions in it as well. Reminders, visual reminders on mirror, screensaver, phone, computers, of the heart's desire, the mantra you want to use for trusting yourself, connecting with yourself. Perhaps, you know, two examples, I'm just going to give you a few examples today, is, you know, I am always connecting, listening, and trusting myself. Or connecting, listening, and following my guidance, my inner guru. I am always taking time to connect with myself. That's a good one. I'm writing some of these down so I can put them in our next TMP. So coming up with a mantra that you can use, or two, that are the heart's desires in our practices, but also a mantra you can use throughout the day, and putting visual reminders, post-it notes, you know, in your car, on your computer, on your desk, whatever, just reminders. You know, some of you are putting alarms in your phone to remind you. So I also recommended last time that you take quiet or connection time every day. So I recommended that first with journaling, right? Taking 5 to 10 minutes every morning. And now I also want you to add evening at bedtime to just jot down some of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Whatever comes up uncensored. There is no right or wrong. Allowing yourself to connect with yourself. No judgment, no right or wrong. Doesn't have to be perfect. No full sentences. I recommend you just use a regular old notebook if you can't handle a pretty journal. So I'm also going to add a piece of that connection time, right? I want you to also get out, spend at least another 15, be outside of the journaling, to connect with yourself 15 to 30 minutes a day to start. Now, I told you that I connect at least 2 hours in the morning. So besides the journaling, I want you to connect with yourself another 15 to 30 minutes a day. And some suggestions for that are you can do it by getting out in nature. I highly recommend getting out in nature or outside every day, even if it's just sitting in your backyard. There's something about that helps you connect with yourself. You know, and preferably alone. So when I say connect, I mean alone, right? not with your kids, not with your husband, alone. So get outside in nature. Oftentimes I get out in nature and I move my body. You can walk, run, hike, bike. So I find that that really helps with connection as well. And listening to my, you know, myself, my guidance. Now, another way that I recommend is yoga, the yoga videos. So gentle therapeutic yoga can really help you connect with yourself. Not necessarily in a big yoga class that's like all about exercise and, you know, what I call gym yoga, but really that more slow, mindful, quiet yoga. If you got a video you liked, great. Otherwise, you can go to videos on our site, our membership site, and I've got several videos for you to use. And I also weave in some mind-body healing philosophy into those. They're very gentle, therapeutic yoga postures. So connect 15 to 30 minutes a day outside of the journaling time with yourself alone. All right. Another important tool. I want you to write a letter to yourself, a forgiveness letter, an acceptance. So this is different than the self-acceptance letter. There may be some things in it that are the same, but a forgiveness letter. So really starting with why you disconnected from yourself and stopped trusting yourself, right? So that awareness in a letter, and then listing the times that you remember where you didn't trust yourself and you're still kind of beating yourself up for those or blaming yourself. And then for each one of those, you're going to use that list from tool number two, right? All those times that you disconnected or didn't trust yourself. And you're going to use those in this letter. So for each one of them, you're going to move into accepting and forgiving each one. The truth is you were doing the best that you could. There was a reason that you were not listening to yourself. So if you want to put that down with each one and then turning it around and saying, and Tanya, I accept and forgive you for that. I know you were only doing it because you were trying to get love and attention from your boyfriend. So you weren't sharing your wants, needs, and desires because you were afraid he'd leave you. And now, you know, I forgive and accept you for that. And now, moving forward, we know that we need to honor our truth and speak it. And if that person leaves you because of that, then that was meant to be. There's going to be somebody else who will love you, knowing that that's what you want, need, and desire. So that's just a little example, you guys, of what you might write in your letter, right? A piece of it. And that's a piece of mine. Cool. And then after you write that, again, share it with one of your circle of support sisters, read it, then burn it and release it with love, a bonfire, however you want to burn it. Maybe you want to light a candle, have music. But this is really a process helping you to heal and release this so you can move forward to connect and trust yourself. It's another piece of healing that. Awesome. And then lastly, to look up, a reminder to write down a list of your symptoms, your feelings, symptoms, sensations in your body, and look them up in the Heal Your Body book. Okay? That's going to give you guidance and insight as to where in your life today you continue to be out of alignment or out of balance. What area, what emotions you're stuffing. And again, you can bring that to your one-on-one session with me, and or you can post, if you need some help and you're not doing one-on-ones with me, you can post on Facebook in the group and ask me some questions, and I can help you shine the light on that as well. Awesome, you guys. So remember to do this writing, journaling, reflection stuff. Schedule alarms in your calendar. Schedule time in your calendar for you time every day for the journaling. And then 15 to 30 plus minutes of other self-connection, getting outside, movement, yoga. So those are the top ones that I use for self-connection: journaling, yoga, movement, getting outside, right? Meditation, the TMPs. Those are all self-connection and self-trust tools. So schedule them daily in your calendar so they get done. Awesome. If we don't take the time, we're not going to see the progress we desire. We have to put ourselves first this year. Okay? So remember, progress, not perfection. Be gentle but firm with yourself. It's normal to fall off the wagon. Always show up with compassion and curiosity as to what happened. Accept, forgive, and then get back on the wagon right away. Don't spend too much time and energy focusing on the past, because we can't change the past. We can only change today. Awesome. Love you guys. Sending you courage, love, lots of self-acceptance, and peace today. And I hope to see you soon on the Facebook group and our one-on-ones. And if you're doing the audio program and you want some more support, just email me at Tanya@TanyaPenny.com. Awesome. Love you guys. Bye.